White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. January 8, 1912. Elder J.E. White Marshall, Michigan. Dear children, Edson and Emma. Today we have been having a light rain, for which we feel thankful. About 2 weeks ago we had a very light fall of snow. Thus far this winter, the days have been bright and pleasant, and I have not been hindered by the weather from riding out. You have received a copy of the new book, Acts of the Apostles. I feel sure that this book will be greatly appreciated by many of our people. There will be one more book, that dealing with the Old Testament history from the time of David to the time of Christ. The material for this book has been written and is on file, but is not yet put into shape. When this book is completed, I shall feel that my work is finished. Yet I can hold my pen as firmly today as I have done in years past. I should greatly appreciate a visit from you, Edson and Emma. I do not give up the hope that someday we shall meet again. I may come to see you, but if you both could come to us, we would be very pleased. I may visit Portland, Maine, this spring, and bear my message to the people there. I have had this hope in my heart for many months, but I do not worry over the matter, but leave it with the Lord. If he sees that it would be for his name's glory, I shall be pleased to see the work that is being done in Portland, the place where the light first came to me, as to what my work should be as the Lord's messenger. I was young then, but the Lord gave me great light, and he has strengthened and helped me in a wonderful way, enabling me to bear his message in many countries. I thank the Lord that he has helped me to make known by voice and pen the truths that he has taught me. One more book, perhaps two, will close my work. I believe we are living very near the close of this earth's history. I do not expect to labor as I have done, but I am at work still. I want my work to be in order when the Lord sees fit to let me rest. I very much desire to see you, Edson and Emma. Cannot you visit us? Think of this matter, and if you can, give us some encouragement. We will be very pleased to have you. And if you will come, we will bear all the expense. Be of good courage in the Lord, my children, and the grace of Christ will perfect your characters after his own divine likeness.